One of the issues that Poskim have to deal with on Tisha B'Av is the case in which a person is a cholet, let's say someone is not feeling well. Is it mutar for him to eat? How exactly may he eat? These are all very important questions. It all starts with the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says, Darash Rava, Ubro Sumainikos Misanos Sumashlimos B'Tisha B'Av Keder Shemisanos Sumashlimos B'Yom HaKippurim. Any women who are pregnant or nursing have to fast, and they must complete the fast on Tisha B'Av, just like on Yom Kippur, they have to fast, and they must complete the fast. Clearly from the Gemara, it would seem that there's no leniency for a pregnant woman or for a nursing woman. The question is there any leniency for other people, for other kinds of chole? The Ramban, in Sefer Torah Sa'odom, comments, Elamihu chaya kol shloshim achin chola shu tzorech lechol ein tzrichin omed elamachil en oso. Even though ubros ameinikos amasanos amashlimos betish above, but a chaya, someone who recently gave birth, or a chola, someone who is ill, there's no need for omed, there's no need to estimate whether they have to eat a full shear, machil en oso, we just feed them. Says the Ramban, de b'mokom choli lo gozer rabbonan. Chazal when agozer tainis b'mokom achola. Clearly, the Ramban seems to imply that a chola does not have to fast on Tisha B'Av. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Tainios in Perikei Halacha Yud, in commenting on the Rambam, who also discusses the case of the Ubros Umeinikos Shemisanos Umashlimos B'Tisha B'Av, the Magen Mishnah quotes this Ramban, and he says that the Ramban was probably Medayek from the Gemara Psachim, because the Gemara Psachim picked on Ubros Umeinikos. It only talked about pregnant ladies and nursing ladies. Says the Magen Mishnah, Im tim tziloma shem achilin el b'makom sakona, if the halacha is that only a chola sheyesh bo sakona is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, so why does the Gemara mention dafka ubros umeinikos? It should have said chola sheyesh bo sakona, which is a bigger chiddush, to teach me that even chola sheyesh bo sakona has to fast on Tisha B'Av. So it must be that a chola she'ein bo sakana is allowed to eat. Not only is a chola she'esh bo sakana allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, but even a chola she'ein bo sakana is allowed to eat. And that's why the Gemara picked dafka ubros umeinikos, because dafka ubros umeinikos have to fast and complete the fast on Tisha B'Av, but even a chola she'ein bo sakana, even someone who doesn't have a sakana, still would not have to fast on Tisha B'Av. So clearly from the Magen Mishnah, what emerges that he understood the Ramban to be saying that b'makom choli logozer barabanan means that even b'makom chola she'ein bo sakana chazal will not gozer the tainus of Tisha B'Av. Just parenthetically, what exactly does a chola she'ein bo sakana mean? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos in Siman Shin Chav Ches defines that a chola she'ein bo sakana is someone who's nafal lemishkav, someone who has to lie down, who can't function properly. If a person has a pain, but he still is functional, he's not nafal mishkav, so then that's only called a mechush bialma. That's just a little bit of a pain. It's not called a chola she'ein bo sakana. He doesn't have the status of a chola. Chola she'ein bo sakana means that not only does he have a tzar, but he's nafal mishkav machmas hatzar. He has to fall into bed. He's bedridden as a result of that tzar. Chola she'esh bo sakana obviously is someone who has a sakana, he's in a condition with a sakana, or that as a result of not eating, that will lead him to a sakana. Chol shem bo sakana, he won't be led to sakana even if he doesn't eat, and he's not in a state of sakana, but he's nafal lemishkav as a result of his tsar, so that gives him the special status of chola above the status of mechush b'yalma. This is the basic Gemara Psochim and the comment of the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Tziv Vav paskins like this Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Chazal are not gozer, the tainus of Tisha b'makom chola, and therefore, b'makom chola, there's no need for omed, you don't have to estimate exactly how much he has to eat, but rather, machil enoso miyad. From the Shulchan Aruch, from the Ramban, the impression you get is that Chazal were not gozer within tainus on Tisha B'Av for a chola at all. At all. It's not that they were really gozer at tainus, it's not that the tainus really applies to the chola, but because he's an onus, because he can't fast appropriately, so therefore he has a dispensation, is a leniency, just like Onus Rachmana Patre and Kol HaTorah Kula. So too over here, in this Din D'Rabbanan of Tisha B'Av, Chazal will pater him if he eats. No, from the Lashon of the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, the impression you get is that Chazal when not goes there, the Tainus of Tisha B'Av b'chlal, b'makam acholah she'en bo sakana. And this is exactly how Reb Chaim in his stencils, in Os Mem Hei, this is how Reb Chaim understands this halacha. It's in the packet in page 7, Reb Chaim explains a perush. What's the perush that Chazal will not go zer tainis b'makom cholah? The ain kan din tainis v'lo rak mishum de onus. It's not simply that he's an onus, but rather there's no din tainis at all. Reb Chaim says, what's a nafkamina? Whether there is a din tainis, it's just that b'makom onus he doesn't have to fast, or there's no din tainis at all. So Reb Chaim himself says the nafkamina is lo shaya chumra af b'cholah she'en bo sakana. It's not shaykh to be machmir. There's no inyan for the cholah to be machmir whatsoever. As long as he's a cholah shem basakana, there's no need for him to fast at all. It's interesting. The Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch there in Siv Vav does say umiu nagin lisanos kol zman she'en lahem tzar gadol shahaya lochosh lisakana. The Ramah says that the minig is to be misana. The minig is that they do fast. Even people who are free from fasting do fast unless there's a tzar gadol. So the impression you get from the Ramah is that he meant to be machmir more than the Mechaber. The Ramah is quoting a minig that perhaps we should be machmir more than the Mechaber. Even though the Mechaber says Chazal when I go to Tainus from Makom Choli, but the minig is to be machmir. So it seems to fly in the face of what Reb Chaim is saying, that Chazal when I go to the Tainus of Tisha B'Av at all b'Makom Chola, and that there's even no room to be machmir at all. Now, the truth is, it's not so clear what case the Ramah is talking about. Could be, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, there could be a machlokas haposkim as to exactly what the Ramah is talking about. The Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Tez Zayin, does quote from the Chai Adam that even though there's an old minig to be machmir, to be misane, even those who are potter from fasting, there's a minig to fast as long as there's no tsar gadol, that we should be afraid of sakona. Says the Chai Adam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam, that an Adam Cholosh, a weak person, who's a Cholosh in Basakona, ain't kedai lahachmir, he says. A person should not be machmir. So it's clear that the Chai Adam understood that the Ramah was talking not only about a Yoledes, about a Chaya, someone who's recently given birth, but even about a Cholosh in Basakona. And that's why he says, even though there's a minig to be machmir by a Chaya and a Cholosh in Basakona to fast as long as they don't have a great tsar, but by an Adam Cholosh, someone who's weak, who has a weak consistency in general, and happens to be a Cholosh Shem Basakana as well, he shouldn't be Machmer at all. So that would seem to imply that the Ramah really is talking about Cholosh as well, in terms of the basic minig. If he's not an Adam Cholosh, and there is no Tsar, well, he doesn't have a Tsar Gadol, I should say. There is some kind of a Tsar. He's even Nafal Mishkov as a result of that Tsar. It's not such a great Tsar that we're afraid of Sakana, so the impression you get from the Ramah is that even for Cholosh, there's room to be Machmer against Reb Chaim. But others have pointed out that if you look at the Mokar for the Ramah, it's clear that he's not talking about a Cholah. The Dark Emotion has comments to the Tur, which serves as the Mokar for all the Halachas of the Ramah. The Dark Emotion brings a Mordechai. It seems like the Mokar for this Ramah is a Mordechai. And the Mordechai is talking about Yoledes. He's not talking about a Cholah. So perhaps we can suggest that maybe the Ramah is not talking about Cholah at all. Chazal Taka, when I go there at Tainis B'makom Chola at all, exactly what Reb Chaim says. B'makom Yoledes, so then maybe Chazal were go there at Tainis, but there's room for leniency. That if she's an honest, she can't fast, so then perhaps there might be room for leniency, but it's not as though she's not shaykh to the Tainis. So therefore, Yoledes could be Machmer. But if we'll say that Chazal when Agoz or Tanis Makam Chola at all, so then there's no room for the Chola to be Machmer whatsoever. So what emerges from this discussion is that there's a Ramah that clearly is Machmer more than the Mechaber. The Ramah says there's an old minig to fast, even for people who Me'ikra didn't don't have to fast. As long as there's no Tzar Gadol, that there's room to feel that there might be a Sakona. The question is, what is the Ramah talking about? Is he only talking about Yoledes, or is he even talking about Chola? Reb Chaim clearly assumes that he must only be talking about Yoledes, because Reb Chaim assumes that B'makom Choli Chazal when I go Zeret Tainis whatsoever. Apparently, the Ramah assumed Yoledes was more chomer. The Mordechai assumed Yoledes was more chomer, and that's why he felt that Yoledes perhaps should be Machmir, unless there's a great tsar to the Yoledes that we're afraid that it might come to Sakon. This is one nafkamina to this yesod. If we assume that the tainus of Tisha B'Av was not decreed on a chola at all, not simply that he is shaykh in the tainus, but b'makom ones Chazal when I go there, they patted him b'makom ones, so then there would be no reason for the chola to be machmer whatsoever. Once he's defined as a chola shem basakona, if he's nafal lemishkav, because of the tsar, he has to go into bed. He doesn't feel comfortable. He wants to take medicine and just go into bed. So then Chazal were not gozer atinus whatsoever. There would be no room to be machmir. But if you assume that Chazal were gozer atinus, even on a chola, just like for the muberes and the meinika, Chazal were gozer atinus, it's just that b'makom chola, Chazal were willing to be mekil. They were willing to say that he's an onus kol kach, that he doesn't have to fast. So then perhaps there would be room to be machmir b'makom chola. And unless the tzar is really great, if he really wants to fast, there would be a kiyum to the fasting. A second important issue that might hinge on this question, as to whether Chazal were not gozer at Tainis of Tisha B'av B'makom Chola at all, or they were gozer the Tainis, but they simply gave him a special dispensation B'makom Onus, is the question of Pachos Migashir. Once the Chola is allowed to eat on Tisha B'av, do we assume that he can eat Kedarko, he can eat in the regular fashion, as much as he wants, or do we say that his Heter Achila is only a limited one? So therefore he should B'davki eat Pachos Migashir, he should eat the least possible amount that is necessary for him. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Bir Aloch and Simen Tofrei Shulches quotes from the Binyan Sion, who claims that a chole who's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, namely a chole sheyesh bo sakona, has to be careful to eat dafka pachas migashir. He has to eat the least possible amount that's necessary for him. And even if he ate a kashir, even if already he had to eat a kashir and break his fast, claims the Binyan Sion, for every successive achila that he does on Yom Kippur, he has to eat dafka pachas migashir. He always has to eat pachas migashir. You see clearly that the Binyan Tzion assumes that the heter of a chola sheyesh bo sakana to eat on Yom Kippur is a limited one. It's a heter b'makom onos. It's a ptur. It's not that Yom Kippur doesn't apply to a chola sheyesh bo sakana at all, but rather it's a very limited kind of heter, and that's why he b'dafka should eat pachas migashir. Just parenthetically, this is in sharp contrast to what Reb Chaim claimed, the Briski Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Shvi'is Asasa, quotes his father, Reb Chaim, who felt that a chol sheyesh bo sakana was allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, can eat kedarka. When the Gemara in Krisis on Daf Yud Gimel and in other places claims that on Yom Kippur, even someone who's allowed to eat must eat only pachos migashir, Reb Chaim felt that that's talking about a case in which someone is not besakana yet, but by withholding food, by not eating, he'll come lide sakana. That's where there's a chiyuv to eat dafka pachas migashir. But someone who's besakana mamish even now, someone who's a chol sheyesh besakana now, Reb Chaim felt that he'd be allowed to eat kedarko. He wouldn't have to eat pachas migashir. The Binyan Tzion and Rav Poskim seem to argue. They seem to claim that even someone who's besakana now cannot eat on Yom Kippur kedarko, but rather even he should eat pachas migashir. The question is, what's the halacha when it comes to Tisha B'av? Should we assume that a chol sheyein bo sakana who's allowed to eat on Tisha B'av must eat dafka pachas migashir, just like a chol sheyesh bo sakana who can eat on Yom Kippur? Or should we say, no, the chol sheyein bo sakana on Tisha B'av is different? Even if a chol sheyesh bo sakana is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but that heter is only a limited heter, as opposed to the heter of a chol sheyein bo sakana to eat on Tisha B'av, that's a more expansive heter, in the sense that Chazal when I goes there, the tainus of Tisha B'av at all for a chol sheyein bo sakana. Or should we say, no, even the heter for a chol sheyein bo sakana on Tisha B'av is a limited one. And that's why he b'davka should eat pachas migashir. This question seems to be a machlokas haposkim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Tovkuf Nun Dalid, at the end of Siv Zayin, writes, "Upachos migashir lo shayach b'tisha b'av shehu midrabanan." The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that the concept of eating davka pachas migashir doesn't apply on Tisha B'av, because Tisha B'av is only a tainus midrabanan. So there's no limited heter. Chazal weren't gozer the tainus b'makom chola. So therefore, the chola doesn't have to be careful to eat davka pachas migashir. He can eat kedarka. The Chasam Sofer, on the other hand, in his Tshuvas in Aruch Chaim and Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, writes that a chola on Tisha B'av has to be careful to only eat kedei tzarko v'chiyuso. He has to eat whatever he needs for his sustenance. That's all, but he can't go over that. Meaning he should davka eat pachas migashir. And the Sefer Marcheshes, Rav Henoch Egis in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yudalid, he writes about himself that one time he wasn't feeling well on Tisha B'av, he was a chola, and he was careful to eat dafka pachas migashir. So you see clearly both the Chasam Sofer and the Marcheshes assume that the heter of chola sheyein bo sakana Tisha B'av is a limited heter. It's not the Chazal weren't gozer the tainus b'makom chola b'chlal, but rather they gave him a special dispensation that b'makom onus they parted him from the tanis, but he really is shayach to the tanis, and therefore since the heter is only limited, he would have to eat dafka pachas migashir. The question is, what are the Marcheshes and the Chasam Sofer going to do with the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says the Chazal are not gozer the tainus b'makom chola at all. like the Lashon of the Ramban. So how can they claim that the Chola should dafka have to eat Pachas Pachas Migashim? One answer you can suggest is that maybe they hide behind the Ramah. The Ramah, after all, mentioned the minig that even those people who are exempt from the Tanis of Tisha B'Av, they have a minig to fast as long as they don't have so much tzar that we're afraid that they'll come lider sakana. And he mentioned some poskim claim that this chumrah of the Ramah, the minig of the Ramah to be machmer, applies not only to a chaya, not only to someone who recently gave birth, but even to a chola. So if it applies to a chola, that clearly would imply that the heter of a chola to eat on Tisha B'Av is a very limited one. So if it's limited enough that there's room to be machmer, then it should also be limited in the sense that the chola should dafka eat only pachas pachas migashim. The Maram Shik, one of the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, writes in a tshuvin in Arachayim and Simei Reish Pei Tez that maybe even the Ramban would admit that a chola who's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av has to eat dafka pachas pachas migashim. How so? Doesn't the Ramban say that Chazal when agoz b'makom choli? The Maram Shik suggests that maybe the Ramban was only talking about a case where there's a suffix whether the chola can eat only pachos pachos mikashir, whether pachos mikashir is enough. If there's a suffix whether pachos mikashir is enough, so then the Ramban says you don't have to estimate, you don't have to make complicated cheshbonos, but rather he can eat stam. But says the Maram Shik, maybe even the Ramban would admit that if we know for sure that the chola doesn't need more than pachos mikashir, avada he shouldn't eat kedaka, avada he should only eat pachos mikashir. Ramban was only talking about where we don't know whether Pachas Mikashir is enough. So then he said, you don't have to make complicated cheshbonos. But he knows if we know for sure that Pachas Mikashir is enough, then avada he should only eat Pachas Mikashir. Wow, this is quite a Maram Shik. What comes out of the Maram Shik is that he takes the teeth out of the Ramban, that the Ramban really never meant to say the Chazal when I goes there, the Tainus of Tisha B'Av Makom Choli. They just meant that if we don't know whether Pachas Mikashir is enough, so then you don't have to do complicated cheshbonos. But if we know for sure that Pachas Mikashir is enough, avada the chola should not eat kedarko. He should try to limit his limit his eating on Tisha B'Av. So this might be the basis, claims the Maram Shik, for the position of the Chasam Sofer that a chola on Tisha B'Av really should eat Pachas Pachas Mikashir. There's an interesting bir halacha in Dibra Maschel de Bemakom. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Pischei Olam that if he says when there's a cholera epidemic, so those individuals who don't want to catch the cholera, they don't want to catch disease, they should eat on Tisha B'Av because, you know, if they compromise their health, so then it'll be easier for them to catch the cholera. But the Pischei Olam says that they should eat dafka pachas pachas migashim. So someone to suggest, you see that the Bir Halacha was paskening that a chola on Tisha B'Av should only eat dafka pachas pachas migashim. It's not so clear, because maybe the Bir Halacha was only saying that in a circumstance in which the person is not yet a chola she'en lo sakana, he just wants to prevent the choli he wants to prevent himself from catching the choli, so then he should eat pachas pachas migashim. Maybe this Bir Halacha would say that if he's already in the state of Chol HaShem B'Sakon, if he's Nafal L'Mishkav, Mach Masar, so then maybe the Bir Halacha would agree. He would agree to the Aruch HaShulchan that the concept of Pachas Pachas Mikashir doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av whatsoever. Most poskim assume that the heter of Chol HaShem B'Sakon is a complete heter. The Chazal will not go there, the tainus of Tisha B'Av Makom Chol at all. And therefore, the Chol can eat Kedaka. Once he has to eat, once we paskin up that he does have to eat and he's defined as a chol hashem b'sakana, so then he can eat kedarko against the Chasam Sofer. This comment of the Chasam Sofer actually is in a very fascinating tshuva. The issue that the Chasam Sofer is talking about is whether someone can get an aliyah on Tisha B'Av if he's a chola who eats. He tells a story that one time he had to eat on Tisha B'Av and he was afraid that the Talmidim were going to call him for an aliyah. They call him to the Torah for the Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha, and he was trying to figure out what he should respond. Should he get the Aliyah? Should he not get the Aliyah? What's this all based on? The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tavkuf Samach Vav quotes from the Marik that someone who doesn't fast on a Tanis cannot get an Aliyah. So the question is, if a Chol Hashem B'Sakon, even though it's mutted for him to eat on Tisha B'Av, but if he's not going to fast on Tisha B'Av, so how can he get an Aliyah? The Chasam Sofer assumes that perhaps he should be able to get an aliyah for one of two reasons. First of all, who says the chola is not mechuyev in the tanis? He is mechuyev in the tanis. He has to make sure to only eat kedei tzarko v'chayuso, as we said. The Chasam Sofer holds he has to eat dafka pachas pachas migashir. And if it's enough for him to drink without eating, then he's not allowed to eat. Even if he's allowed to eat one time, but then he has to cheshbon whether he has to eat the second time. So the Chasam Sofer says the heter for the chola is really limited. The chola is really mechuyev in the tanis. So since he has a chiyev in the tanis, even if he's not fasting, even if he broke his fast, nevertheless, he should still be able to get an aliyah. That's point number one. And point number two, he says, even if the chola is not mechuyev in the fast, but the chiyev of the Kriyas HaTorah is not a chovas tanis. It's a chovas hayom. That it's true, Chazal instituted the Kriyas HaTorah because of the Tainis, but once they instituted it, it turns out that this is a Chiyav on the day, that this day of the Tainis has a Chovas Hayom, it has an obligation to have a Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore a Tzibur has to read the Torah, whether they're fasting or not. He says even if the whole Tzibur is not fasting, they still should have a Chiyav of Kriyas HaTorah, because the Kriyas HaTorah is the Chovas Hayom, it's not a Chovas HaTainis. So even people who are not fasting should still have the Chovas Hayom of Kriyas HaTorah. The Chasam Sofer himself is not sure whether this second point is really correct. He feels it's a little bit questionable. It could be a little bit too much of a chiddush. But the first point, he feels very, he feels convinced of that point. But the Marik says that someone who's not misana is someone who's done fast and can't get an aliyah. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Marik is talking about a very specific circumstance. The Marik is talking about the tainios of Bahab. Many people have a minig that after Sukkot and Pesach, they fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Says the Chasam Sofer, the tainios of Bahab are not a tainus on the entire tzibur. Rather, they're a tainus on those individuals who accept upon themselves or who have a minig to fast Bahab. So someone who's not fasting Bahab, he's not bechlal this whole tainus. So you can't say, first of all, that there's a chovas hayom to have a kriyas haTorah. There is no such thing as a chovas hayom. There's a chovas haTainus. Those people who are fasting, they have that chiyuv to read from the Torah. But secondly, someone who breaks his fast, someone who's ma'abed taniso, he's not bechlal such a tainis. You can't say he's really mechuyev in the tainis. It's just that he only can eat kedei tzarko v'chiyuso. He has a limited heter. Someone who breaks his fast, who ate enough that he's bechlal those who are ma'abed taniso, so he's not bechlal this tainis at all. This is a very limited tainis only for those who are fasting. So says the Chasam Sofer, you can't extrapolate from that to a tainis tzibur. A tainis tzibur where someone is really mechuyev in the fast, even if he's a chol hashem sakana, and technically speaking he's not going to fast, but he's mechuyev. So if he's mechuyev in the fast, so then he should be able to get an aliyah. Moreover, if he's mechuyev in the fast, maybe we should say that the Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hayom for that particular day. But tainis of Bahab, we understand what the Marik was saying, claims the Chasam Sofer, that since that's a limited tainis, it's limited only to the tzibur misanim, the tzibur who are fasting, so then, first of all, we can't treat the Kriyas HaTorah as a Chovas Hayom, it's only a Chovas HaTainis. And secondly, if the Chola is going to eat, if he breaks his fast, so then he's not Bechlal HaTainis. If he's not Bechlal HaTainis, then we can understand why he shouldn't be able to get an Aliyah on that day of the Tainis. So, it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer understands the Marik in a very limited way. But he also throws in that since the Chola really is Mechuyev in the Tainis, so therefore, he's Shayach to the Tainis, and even if the Kriyas HaTorah is really a Chovas HaTainis, nevertheless, he should be able to get an aliyah. Reb Kiva Eger, in a famous tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Dalid, disagrees. He's mistapek. What happens if a chola sheyesh bo sakana has to eat on Yom Kippur? Can he get an aliyah on Yom Kippur for mincha? That's the shaila Reb Kiva Eger raises. He says, is the kriyas haTorah for mincha on Yom Kippur a kriya machmas kedushas hayom, or is it machmas hatainis? What's the mechayim of the kriyas haTorah on Yom Kippur mincha time? Is it because of the Kedushas Hayom, or is it because of the Tainis? He clearly implies that if it would be because of the Tainis, then a Chola who has to break his fast, a Chola Sheish Basakon who breaks his fast on Yom Kippur, would not be able to get an Aliyah. Because if it's Machmas the Tainis, we should follow the Marik, that anyone who breaks his Tainis, even if it's a Tainis Tzibur, but anyone who breaks the Tainis should not be Bechlal, the Kriyas HaTorah. The Sefer Marcheshes in Chelak Aleph Simen Yudalit, just parenthetically, he points out that this Shaila Reb Kiva Eger raises should be a machlokes to Machaber and Ramah. The Machaber and Ramah in Simen Tov Reish Chof Beis, Siv Beis, have a machlokes whether we have the fourth bracha, whether we say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim in the brachos after the Haftorah. So the Marcheshes suggests that if you mention Yom Kippur in the brachos, you don't just end Magen David. So then it would make sense that the Haftorah, that the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha, should be Machmas Kedushas Hayom. But if you don't mention Yom Kippur, if you don't conclude Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim, So then it makes sense that the Kriyas HaTorah really is machmas the tainis, and just like in a regular tainis tzibur, you would only end Magen David, so too on Yom Kippur you would end Magen David. The Bir HaGra, he points out, the Machashis himself quotes the Bir HaGra, who says from the Mordechai and Shabbos, it's clear that he assumes that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha on Yom Kippur is machmas the tainis. It's not machmas kedushas hayom. So what would come out from this is that if someone were a chol on Yom Kippur, he would not get an aliyah because the Kriyas HaTorah is machmas the tainis, not machmas the kedushas hayom. So if it's machmas the tainis, and we follow the Marik against the Chasam Sofer's understanding of the Marik that it's limited to tainios of Ahab, but if we follow the Marik, we said that the Marik applies to all tainios. Someone who's not fasting would not get an aliyah. According to Reb Kiva Eger, what should come out is that someone who's not fasting on Yom Kippur, since the Kriyas HaTorah is machmas the tainis, so therefore he should not be able to get an aliyah for mincha. The consensus of the poskim regarding this issue as well, as to whether the marik is to be understood generally as referring to every tainis or simply referring to the tainis bahab, I think the consensus there as well is against the Chasam Sofer. Most poskim assume that if someone is not fasting, whether the tainis is tainis bahab or the tainis is the tainis tzibur, he should not be able to get an aliyah, because we assume that the Kriyas HaTorah of a tainis is a chovas hatainis, it's not a chovas hayom. And therefore, someone who's eating on a tainis, even if he's doing so beheter, he's a chol Hashem basakana, nevertheless, he's not included within the tainis, so then he wouldn't be shy after the Kriyas HaTorah, he wouldn't be able to get an aliyah for the Kriyas HaTorah, which is a chovas hatainis.